This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden meets with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for the first time in Geneva on Wednesday amid deteriorating relations between the world powers. The meeting takes place in the final hours of Biden's first trip abroad as president, during which he has already attended the 47th G7 summit in the English town of Carbis Bay, as well as talks with NATO and EU leaders in Brussels. In an interview with NBC News, Putin said U.S.-Russia ties have deteriorated to their lowest point in years. The White House said Saturday that Biden will appear alone at a post-summit news conference, unlike former President Donald Trump, who addressed reporters together with Putin following their 2018 summit in Helsinki. A White House official said Saturday a solo press conference is useful for clearly communicating the meeting's content to reporters, including topics of contention as well as agreement. In April, Biden expelled 10 Russian diplomats and imposed new sanctions on 6 Russian technology companies that provide support to the cyber program run by Putin's intelligence services linked to the hacking of the SolarWinds information technology company. In May, 2 key U.S. businesses, Colonial Pipeline, which transports fuel in the southeastern United States, and the JBS Meat Processing Company, were targeted in cyber attacks believed to have originated in Russia. Both Colonial and JBS paid millions of dollars in ransom demands to restore their business operations, although U.S. law enforcement officials have recovered some of the money paid by Colonial. The White House also said it expects the Biden-Putin meeting to be candid and straightforward, and that Biden will bring up those ransomware attacks originating in Russia. This is VOA News. Beijing says NATO's description that China poses, quote, systemic challenges to the international community is an exaggeration. China's mission to the European Union issued a statement Tuesday in response to a communique issued by the leaders of the Transatlantic Alliance the day before. In that statement, NATO leaders pledged to join forces against China's increasingly aggressive military posture, which it said threatened the rules-based international order. China's mission said the NATO accusations were, quote, a slander on China's peaceful development, a misjudgment of the international situation and its own role, and a continuation of the Cold War mentality and organizational political psychology. Tuesday's statement is the second time in as many days that China has countered criticism from Western-based international alliances. Newly released documents show that in the last weeks of his administration, former U.S. President Donald Trump and his aides pressured the Justice Department to investigate his unfounded voting fraud complaints and overturn Mr. Trump's election loss. Nearly 5 months after leaving office, Mr. Trump still contends there were voting irregularities that cheated him out of another 4-year term in the White House. According to the House of Representatives Oversight and Reform Committee, before he left office, Mr. Trump, his then chief of staff, and a private attorney all sought to enlist the Justice Department to pursue election irregularities that had already been rejected in dozens of court claims. Trump made those demands even after outgoing Attorney General William Barr had already concluded by December 1st that no fraud had occurred on any scale that could have affected the outcome of the election. Hundreds of Israeli ultra-nationalists were to march Tuesday in Jerusalem's Old City, which some said could threaten a fragile ceasefire with Hamas and challenge the fragile new Israeli government. Police approved a route that passed by the Damascus Gate but did not go through it and into the Muslim Quarter. The gate is a flashpoint where Israelis and Palestinians clashed in April and May. Those clashes spread to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a site considered holy by both Jews and Muslims. Witnesses say at least 15 people were killed Tuesday in a suicide bombing in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Officials there confirmed the dead were killed in an attack earlier in the day at an army camp. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A Somali military officer told state media earlier Tuesday that 10 new recruits had been killed and 20 others wounded when a suicide bomber detonated explosives. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.